Thank you very much, Madam Minister. Dear Jessica, I would also like to start and begin in the same way as we did this morning in our room by expressing our condolences to Turkey as well as Syria and everyone affected by the two deadly earthquakes. As Turkey participates in the Union Civil Protection Mechanism, we have been quick to respond to the needs on the ground by deploying various urban search and rescue teams from some 13 member states so far. So since the morning, already 13 member states offered their assistance to be active on the ground. The Commission is, of course, monitoring the situation closely so that we continue to help in any way we can. Turning to the agenda of today's General Affairs Council, this year continues to be a challenging one, something which was very much reflected not only in our discussion on the upcoming European Council, but also on the very supportive statements coming from the ministers on the program of the Swedish presidency for next 6 months. First and foremost, we've been discussing the Russian war against Ukraine, which is about to enter its second year. Second, it was clear that we need to be more strategic about our industrial policy if Europe is to continue to be a magnet for clean tech investment and our industries are to remain globally competitive. And third, migration remains a European challenge and we must continue to work on a European solution. As you know, last week saw the first college government meeting in Kyiv, followed by the EU-Ukrainian summit, and this week's European Council will be another opportunity to reiterate our rock-solid support for Ukraine, which will last for as long as it takes. So far, the EU, our member states and European financial institutions have made around 50 billion euros available to Ukraine. And just this past weekend, we introduced additional price caps on Russian petroleum products to further erode the Kremlin's resources while we continue to work on the 10th package of sanctions to be in place by 24th of February, 1 year after the invasion started. The Commission also trusts that the European Council will send a strong signal on the economy and specifically on the need to step up our efforts to boost clean tech investments here in Europe. You are familiar with the Commission's Green Deal Industrial Plan, advocating several strands of action such as a simple regulatory environment, including fast-tracked permitting for strategic projects, faster access to funding, including streamlined state aid, and attention to upskilling and reskilling that reflect our rapidly changing labor market. Based on my first-hand experience with the EU Battery Alliance, I can testify that time is of the essence here. Our global competitors are moving full steam ahead, and we need to make sure that our strategic industries can thrive here in Europe while being globally competitive. To paraphrase the Danish minister, it should not be a red carpet elsewhere and red tape in Europe. The European Council will also discuss migration with a focus on the external dimension. President von der Leyen has proposed a number of concrete actions that could be implemented immediately, namely in the area of the EU's external borders, border and return procedures, secondary movements and solidarity, and in the area of partnerships. This provides a solid input for the leaders to discuss the best way forward. Turning to our discussion on the EU-UK relations, I inform ministers about the ongoing intensive scoping for potential joint solutions related to the implementation of the Protocol on Ireland, Northern Ireland. The Commission and the UK government are working closely and constructively. Progress is being made, but difficulties remain. President von der Leyen has a trusting relationship with the UK Prime Minister Sunak, And the same goes for my relationship with Foreign Secretary James Cleverly, as well as Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris. We agree that joint solutions are needed to respond to the real-life concerns of all communities in Northern Ireland. So all in all, it is not an easy exercise, but is certainly a necessary one. And the Commission will spare no effort to agree a joint way forward. Let me conclude by expressing my best wishes to the Swedish presidency. You have the Commission's support, and I personally am looking forward to our cooperation. Thank you, Jessica.